Today is Monday, July 27th. What to know today about more protests and riots around the country, where they're happening, and what protesters say inspired them. And the latest from a COVID-19 hotspot where the White House task force is showing up today. Plus, we're talking about two hurricanes, two meteor showers, and Taylor Swift's latest worldwide record. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Protesters have been coming out in the thousands all over the U.S. In cities from Los Angeles to New York, marches were held over the weekend to show solidarity with protesters in Portland, Oregon. Remember, there have been protests nightly in Portland since Memorial Day weekend after the police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Since then, in Portland, there have also been reports of violent groups mixing in with peaceful protesters. So the Trump administration sent in federal agents to control the situation. And President Trump has threatened to send more agents to more cities to try and restore order. But now it seems the very presence of federal agents in cities like Portland and reports that they've been doing things like arresting people from unmarked cars is reigniting more protests nationwide. One of the most intense gatherings from over the weekend happened in Seattle, Washington. A crowd of about 5,000 people gathered at a youth detention center. Some lit construction trailers on fire and smashed windows of nearby businesses. Police responded by rushing into the crowds, knocking people to the ground, and showering protesters with pepper spray. In all, the Seattle Police Department says nearly 60 officers were hurt and nearly 50 people were arrested. In nearby Portland, thousands of people gathered around a U.S. courthouse, and some threw rocks and fireworks. In Oakland, California, a police station was vandalized. And in Austin, Texas, video shows a man slowly driving through a crowd of protesters, and then it turned deadly when Austin police say one of the protesters walked up to that car with a gun, and then the driver took out his own weapon and opened fire. The protester was killed. The driver who shot him was taken into custody and later released. It's not clear exactly what happened or why the suspect was released. Still, in each of these cities, local police say the crowds were otherwise mostly peaceful, but they're bracing for more. The nation's top health experts will be headed to South Florida today. Members of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, including Vice President Mike Pence, plan to meet up with researchers at the University of Miami. They'll talk about the progress of a COVID-19 vaccine, and they'll also be holding a news conference. And they're going to a state that now has the second most COVID-19 cases confirmed in the country. You'll remember California became the state with the most cases last week. And yes, California and Florida are two of the three most populous states, but there have also been concerns about how fast those numbers are spiking. Also right now, Florida has thousands more people than California being hospitalized. In fact, CNN reports in Florida, the number of hospitalizations has gone up nearly 80% since the 4th of July. And more than 50 Florida hospitals have reached capacity. Well, today, Americans will be saying goodbye to a civil rights icon. Memorials are planned all week in honor of the late Congressman John Lewis. Lewis's body will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol. Lying in state is a formal ceremony at the Capitol that is one of the highest honors a U.S. citizen can receive. Members of the public can pay their respects today and tomorrow. There will also be a public viewing on Wednesday in Atlanta, Georgia, followed by his funeral on Thursday. Already, there were two memorials over the weekend in Alabama, one in his hometown of Troy and another in Selma, where Lewis's body was accompanied by a military honor guard as it made a final journey across the Edmund Pettus Bridge. That's where Lewis helped lead a march for black voting rights back in 1965. He survived a brutal beating by law enforcement that day, and that day later became known as Bloody Sunday. Now many people are trying to get the bridge renamed in Lewis's honor. Lewis spent more than three decades as a congressman and was a final survivor of the Big Six civil rights activists, a group that also included Martin Luther King Jr. Lewis was 80 years old. The world is also mourning the deaths of some of the most well-known pop culture icons of the last century. First, legendary broadcaster Regis Philbin died over the weekend. CNN reports he died Friday from natural causes. He was 88 years old, but he leaves behind quite a legacy. His TV career spanned six decades. He's probably most well-known for hosting Live with Regis and Kathy Lee and the hit show Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. During his career, he was nominated for 37 Daytime Emmys and won six. Next, an icon guitarist died. The New York Times reports Peter Green passed away in his sleep at 73 years old. He's famous for co-creating the band Fleetwood Mac, and the AP says some people consider him the single greatest blues guitarist of the 1960s. Then yesterday, actress Olivia de Havilland died at the age of 104. She was most well known for playing Melanie Wilkes in Gone with the Wind. It's a close call, but as of early this morning, officials say Hawaii was spared the worst of Hurricane Douglas. Then again, this is still developing, and officials say it's possible the hurricane's path could shift a little bit and have a serious impact on the islands of Oahu and Kauai. So expect updates. Right now, Douglas is a Category 1 storm, which means sustained winds around 85 miles an hour. Already late last night, the Big Island and Maui were told they could relax. The island still got lots of rain as the hurricane passed, but no major damage. Now, officials are watching the storm closely and hoping to issue the all-clear later this morning to the rest of the islands. A hurricane already made landfall in southern Texas over the weekend, bringing heavy rain, flooding, and causing some damage. Hurricane Hannah was the first hurricane of the 2020 Atlantic hurricane season, but it's now been downgraded to a tropical depression. All right, we have more news coming up, but first, I'm excited to tell you about our new sponsor this week, Liquid IV. You know that feeling when you're so thirsty and maybe water helps a bit, but it doesn't really do the trick? I'm guessing you do, since 3 out of 4 people experience dehydration daily. Well, Liquid IV is going to change your world. One stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water provides the same hydration as drinking 2 to 3 bottles of plain water without filling up your stomach with too much liquid at once. I love pouring a packet of Liquid IV into my water whenever I come home from a hard workout, even a walk on a hot day, or when I realize I just haven't had enough water lately. And it quenches my thirst like nothing else. Plus, it's made with clean ingredients, so you can feel good about adding it to your water. Plus, I love the flavors like lemon lime and acai berry. Liquid IV is available nationwide at Costco and Target, but you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code NEWSWORTHY at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you use promo code NEWSWORTHY at liquidiv.com. Get some better hydration today at liquidiv.com. Use the promo code NEWSWORTHY. Now, back to the news. The U.S. Space Force has revealed its official logo and motto. Remember, the Space Force is the newest branch of the U.S. military. Its new logo is a delta shape that's silver and black with a 4-point star inside. And its new motto is Semper Supra, which is Latin for always above. To be clear, this logo is different from a separate image that was released in January for the Space Force seal. Two meteor showers are lighting up the night sky over the U.S. this week. CBS News reports the first one is peaking now through Wednesday, and under ideal conditions, you'll be able to see about 25 meteors per hour. And a second shower will peak for the Northern Hemisphere early this week as well, and will produce about 3 meteors per hour. You'll likely see them best at around 1 a.m. local time. And for a really good look, find somewhere that's dark and has a wide view of the night sky. Today and tomorrow, British celebrities and politicians are logging off Twitter in protest. They're not happy about how the platform has handled recent anti-Semitic tweets. A well-known British hip-hop artist, Wiley, apparently said that Jewish people exploit black musicians and even compared Jewish people to the Ku Klux Klan and more. Ultimately, the tweets were pulled and his account was suspended. Twitter said, quote, "abuse and harassment have no place on our service." But critics say it took Twitter too long to take action, so they organized a 2-day boycott. And celebrities like singer Jessie Ware and Doctor Who star Tracy Ann Oberman are joining. They hope this will get Twitter to rethink its policies and move quicker on hate speech in the future. Pop star Taylor Swift's new album is getting rave reviews and broke a worldwide record. Even though it was only announced 15 hours before it was released, the album Folklore sold more than 1.3 million copies in just its first 24 hours. Also in just one day, it was streamed about 81 million times on Spotify. The Hollywood Reporter says that's a record for a female artist. Swift says she wrote the album the last few months since, in isolation, her imagination has run wild. Variety reports it's possible Folklore will end up being the biggest debut of 2020. And that's it for your 10 minutes of news today, but now it's time for Money Monday, where we talk about one interesting money-related news story. But first, I want to tell you about another podcast called Optimal Finance Daily. The host simply narrates blogs and articles for you every day, with permission from the authors. Blog topics include personal finance, including saving and making more, minimalism, and many others. And just like this, each episode is usually less than 10 minutes. It's like a free, ongoing audiobook to learn about money. So check it out and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. It's called Optimal Finance Daily. All right, so today we're talking about a record jump in home sales. The National Association of Realtors says between May and June, home sales spiked more than 20%, marking the largest monthly increase on record. So what's behind this? Well, there may be a couple of things. Axios reports apartment renters are moving to the suburbs and choosing to buy there. Another big reason? Mortgage rates are at a record low right now, which is encouraging people to buy once again. However, despite this big jump in sales between May and June, the year-to-year sales are down, likely because of the pandemic. Overall, home sales were down about 11% compared to last June. All right, thank you so much for listening today and every day. And as always, you can read more about any of the news stories mentioned at thenewsworthy.com/show notes. We'll be back with more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.